Hello, I'm Floyd Miller, the host of It's Everything West Texas, and I mean everything. Some of our topics are going to make you laugh, and some will make you cry. I guarantee you all of them will make you think. It is the podcast that highlights people and issues in West Texas. As a neighbor, we want to talk with you. The goal is not necessarily to get agreement, but it is about understanding. Subscribe today and never miss another podcast. Come on. Hello, my name is Floyd Miller, and I am the host of It's Everything West Texas. And as you know, we are always trying to bring you interesting programs. And I tell you, in West Texas, I meet interesting people every day, doing some phenomenal things. And I think this program is going to fall into that category. A couple of weeks ago, we were celebrating Juneteenth. And there was a young lady and her daughter. They were vendors at this particular event. And it really caught my attention when I found out what they were doing. They have a journal. It's called Conversation Between Us, a mommy and daughter journal. The people that I met at this Juneteenth celebration, well, Mikhail and Ava Jones. And so I have them in the studio today, and I want to say welcome, Mikhail and Ava.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Well, I am so happy to have both of you, because I believe what you all are doing is a very positive thing, and I want to talk about that journal a little more, about the introduction of it, some of the success you've had with it, and those type of things. But first of all, Mikhail, I would like to ask you to just tell us a few things about yourself that you feel comfortable talking about, anything you feel comfortable talking about.
Okay. My name is Mikhail Jones. I was born and raised here in Abilene. My daughter, Ava, and I, we've lived here. She's eight. A few things that about me is I am an entrepreneur, and I also want to teach my daughter that the sky is the limit. Not tell, because I feel like we tell our kids, you can do anything. You know, you can be anybody you want to be. But actually, I want to actually show her that she can do anything and be whoever she wants to be.
Ava, do you have anything to say to that?
My name's Ava, and I'm 8 years old. And my school, I go to Taylor Elementary. I'm going to the fourth grade. And my favorite thing about myself, I love to do paint. I love spending time with my mom, and I love reading.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, reading is the wonder to the world. That's very important. I'm glad that you are doing that, and I'm glad to have you today. I believe that you probably the youngest person that I've had on my program. So you're making history today. I'm glad that you're here. I want to understand a little more about this journal that you all created and why you created it.
The reason we created it is because oftentimes we get caught up in work, social media, our phones. And a lot of times my daughter and I will have mommy and daughter dates, whether we go to the nails shop or we go to get ice cream or we go get something to drink, go to the park, just something simple. So sometimes we would plan our day out and Ava would actually like write it down. Okay, first we're going to do this. First we're going to do that. So we decided to create a journal with those ideas inside the journal. So we had the ideas in our mind, but what I did was I reached out to an actual author and a designer who kind of put it all together in a book. And some of the things that you can do in the book is schedule those mommy and daughter dates. You can write dear mommy or dear daughter letters to each other. Just anything to kind of build that bond and that relationship to kind of help, you know, just build a stronger bond with mom and daughter.
Anything to say about?
And you can do fun memories, and you can do it with your big sister, your aunt, any little girl or woman in your life you can do it with.
Yes, it doesn't necessarily have to be a mother and a daughter.
Okay, well, that's wonderful what you all are doing. So, again, I mean, this question seems obvious because mm-hmm. we're talking about a mother and daughter, but was there any particular moment or anything within you, Mikhail, that says, I've got to be doing this with my daughter. I've got to be spending time with... Mm-hmm. Was there any time did that just
yes,
hit you?
Actually, several times. When my daughter was little, you know, like I said, being on your phone, sometimes I would be on my phone all the time. She would say, oh, you're always on your phone, or you're always on your phone. Or then currently, just recently, like I'm being an entrepreneur, I'm always working, always on the go. So it's, she'll say things like, well, you always work, you know, you work a lot. I never get to spend time with you or hang out with you. So just also taking that step back and realize, even though, you know, it's not intentional, we're doing it for our kids, especially working. But sometimes we kind of get lost in the working or trying to hustle just to provide for the kids and not really spending the time needed that they need or we need. Because, I mean, that's a break, too, spending time with your kids. You're not worried about work or I have to do this or I have to clean up, I have to do the dishes. So this book, creating this book and kind of just sitting down for a few minutes a day or an hour a day just to color with your daughter or just to write a little note or just to have a little play date, I mean, it makes a big difference. And I've learned that.
How important is that to you, Ave?
It means so important to me.
Okay. And how do you think both of you have grown through this process?
Well, we had like a lot more time to spend, a lot like time to like have like spend, do like fun things with each other. We had like a lot more time to spend time and do a lot of stuff.
Okay, what is one of the most favorite things that you like to do with your mother?
Maybe like have like a picnic with her at the park.
A picnic at the park.
Yes.
Now that's something that's not a very expensive thing to do, is it?
Nope, not at all. Yeah. And we find that there's a lot of, you know, things that we can do that's not expensive at all that we can do. Like sometimes we'll just go to the store, buy sandwiches, some fruits, and then we'll just go sit at the park or sit at the lake.
And sometimes we would bake things. Like one time we made mini donuts so we can just have like fun together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was just last week. We made mini donuts. We went to the store, got the ingredients for mini donuts. And we made it on her machine. So, I mean, spending time with your kid, we don't realize how much time just because our kids are there in the house, we don't realize how much time we're not actually bonding or interacting with the kid, especially, like I said, today with video games, phone, social media, work. So I think this journal really helps kind of bridge that gap a lot.
Okay. And in that you have a journal, it's something that's kind of permanent in a way. You kind of writing a little history as it actually takes place.
Yes.
Now, I know you said that a lot of times we as parents tell our children that they can be anything that they want to be, but you are trying to model it, actually show it. And so how confident are you, Ava, that you can be anything that you want to be?
Well, I'm really confident about that because I already told my mom how I loved to be like a painter. I want to be like a painter to sell my art.
Okay, and did I hear you say that are you already painting and drawing?
Yes, I made a painting of a tree in the fall.
Oh, okay. So is there any particular type of art that you like?
I really like Starry Nights and like the fall kind of art. That's what I really like the most.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. So you, one of these days, you want to be a well-known artist.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me about maybe some other mother daughters. We're not necessarily asking for their names or anything mm-hmm. like that, but are you seeing any success stories with other mothers that's doing something similar to you?
With the book?
Yes.
Yes, with the book, I have actually a family member. One of my little cousins, she came up to me. She said, "Me and my mom, we bought your book. Sometimes we do it together. We'll see." And I'll write my mom a note. Yeah. So she said that she really likes it. She said, and then we colored in the park one day. So it's definitely, you know, building that bond, taking that little time out of the day just to bond with your daughter.
Okay. So when you're sitting there and you're coloring, are you cooking making those donuts?
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on during that time?
Laughing, just talking, and just, you know, just a lot of teaching, learning, because also while making the donuts, also teaching her how to cook and, you know, the proper safety things of about cooking. Like, okay, this is how you don't stand too close to the stove, or, you know, this is how you measure it out. So it's like while you're doing it, you're also teaching other life lessons as well, basic life skills as well. So.
Okay. So it's really, although you're making donuts, but it's more than making donuts.
Donuts. Yes, it is. Yes. Uh-huh. Teaching how to measure things out, get the right ingredients, read the instructions. Yes.
What would you say to busy parents? I mean, everybody is kind of busy and say they don't have time or they don't know where they're going to get time. Maybe speak to why it is important to try and carve out some time for your children.
I believe it is very important because, especially younger, they're going to remember when mom or dad, whoever, was there and when they weren't. And also, I feel like it's also good to sit down and have those conversations or build that bond because, you know, as sometimes, you know, as kids go through things as well, a lot of times we also forget that as well as adults. I mean, yes, we go through things, but also kids have emotions. They have feelings as well. So them being able to come up to you and tell you how they're feeling, what emotions they're going through. And if they see you're always busy or working or always going and not really paying any attention, they're not going to feel comfortable with coming to you about if anything is going wrong or just anything, you know. So I feel like that's very important. Just kind of take a step back and, you know, ask your kid, well, how are you or how's your day or what's going on at school? Is there anything you want to talk about? So I try to make sure I do that every day, if not every other day, and ask Ava, well, how she's feeling, what's going on. Are you okay? Are you happy? Are you sad? Because it's like, yes, like I said, we're doing it for our kids. Everything we do is for our kids. But at the same time, you also have to make sure your kids, I would say, know or understand that, as well as, well, how do they feel about, you know, you always working or, you know, so just when you do have that time, just to kind of take a step back and just ask your kid questions and kind of see what's going on in their mind or their hearts or whatever.
Right, because there are so many situations that play out every day where mm-hmm. sometimes you hear parents say, well, I just didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know.
Yeah.
And there could be a lot of reasons for that, but maybe sometime it's simply because the question was not asked. And that's not to put any kind of guilt trip or anything on any parent, but
right.
it's just kind of trying to reinforce what you said is that you want Ava to be able to come to you and talk about anything and whatever's on her heart that she knows that you've blocked out some time where she will listen.
Mm-hmm.
Ava, what is it like being a young person going to school today? Is it a lot of things going on at school?
Yes, it would, because like every single day, when picks me up from school, she would always ask me how my day was, and I'll say like something would happen, or like I'll be like bullied or sometimes something will make me sad, and I'll tell her what happened every single day, and she'll always make my day feel better.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great that she helps in that way. Is you brought up bullying. Is there much bullying going on? Do you feel like there's much bullying going on in school these days?
Yes.
And why do you think people do that?
I think they just do that because they probably have problems in their family, but they just want to take some of their anger out on other people.
Oh, okay. So that kind of goes back to that old statement that you hear that hurt people hurt people. Well, I'm glad that you can, you have your mom to talk to, and I bet you'll wind up being a good role model for some of those students at school. Maybe you can help them or encourage them, you know, when you see that taking place.
Thank you.
Do you have any other questions or comments, anything else that you'd like to say, Mikhail?
No, just thank you for having us. Definitely thankful for this opportunity.
Well, you know, it's just so refreshing sitting across, looking at a mom and her daughter, and that you all have committed to, you know, to do the best you can with each other, and you have created this journal. Now, I want you to just maybe run off a few more benefits as to how you think this journal would help people, and then, you know, feel free to tell them how they could get it.
Okay. Yes, like I said, it'll just help build that stronger bond between any woman and daughter or anyone, that special person in your life. It'll kind of help take a step back, and even if the child or you don't feel comfortable talking, you can write it down in the journal. Dear mommy, dear daughter. There's different pages. You can kind of pass it back and forth to mommy and daughter whenever you have time. And you can also plan like little small inexpensive dates, like to the park, to feed the ducks, anything. And I hope it just helps just build that bond just for a few minutes, just to kind of not think about anything, not think about work or school. Just to think about what's going on in that moment.
Ava, do you have anything to say? Anything else?
And where you can find our books, we're the top three on Amazon, and they're only $20.
Did I hear you say the top what?
Three on Amazon.
Top three on Amazon. That's congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
I did forget to mention that. Yes, that's why it's also good, because I forgot to mention that and Ava mentioned it. So, yes, we did. Once we released our book in May of 2022 for new release journals, we made the top three out of thousands of journals on Amazon. So,
and all of that coming right out of Abilene, Texas.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can go to, you can buy this book on this journal on Amazon. It's only $20. Ava says, it seemed like it's well worth $20 if it helps bring mother and daughter closer together. Maybe one of these days I'll have somebody on here that's done a similar thing for fathers and sons.
Yes,
that would be the that would complete the package there. But I want to thank you both of you for being on our program today. I want to wish you the success in life, and Ava, I'll just add to what your mother has already told you and is modeling for you. You can be anything that you want to be. And I hope to see you as that famous artist one day. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
It's Everything West Texas is a production of KACU and is sponsored by the West Texas Tribune and Floyd Miller Investments. Securities and investment advisory services offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. FSC is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of FSC. Floyd Miller can be reached at 3300 South 14th Street, Suite 100 in Abilene, Texas, 325-676-0138. I'm Floyd Miller, your host. Subscribe today.